A man taken into custody last night, he was found in a vehicle during a search for an armed robbery suspect from the Phillips 66 gas station on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. A search led to a makeshift car lot off Durand at Willow Road and the man found inside. The robbery occurred about 9 p.m. The suspect, in a mask, demanding money with a knife. The man then fled on foot. Sturtevant police joined by Mount Pleasant officers in creating a perimeter which led to that search and the makeshift car lot. Up until locating the man inside one of those cars and determining him to be the suspect, a Kenosha Police canine team had been requested, the Air One helicopter as well, also third shift officers contacted about starting early, but all that was canceled before 10 p.m. A stabbing incident last week results in an attempted homicide charge against a Racine man. Police called to a parking lot in the 2200 block of Washington Avenue a person who'd been stabbed during a fight. They found the victim, the stab wound to the back. She told investigators that she and several people had been in her apartment drinking and an argument broke out. Said the suspect pulled her down the stairs, took her purse. She then discovered she was bleeding when she tried to return. 27-year-old Vancha Campbell, charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide with a dangerous weapon. He's currently being held in the Racine County Jail. A study is going to be done to determine what needs to be done to help increase the availability of mental health services in Kenosha County. The county board held a committee of the whole meeting on it last night about the lack of mental health services, a concern highlighted by a projected deficit in the county's budget for such services. Jim Trucan is the county's mental health and protective services manager and said that while the study is being conducted, supervisors could actually get the conversation started with local health care providers.
By county board supervisors contacting them, by us making this an issue, saw the slide that John presented that who has responsibility for behavioral health services in the county is the county board. So we have to work better with you to have you make some contacts and insert some influence to have some of these private hospitals take some public responsibility.
Supervisor Terry Rose said without facilities, it's not likely Kenosha County is going to be able to attract the needed psychiatric professionals.
It would be like being a surgeon coming to a community without an operating room. Is that likely? It's not. So we can talk about psychiatrists and nurses and all of that, but until we bring back Aurora and United Hospital into this discussion, I don't think we're going to get anywhere.
There are no hospital beds in Kenosha County for those who need emergency inpatient mental health treatment. Racine St. Luke's Hospital reduced the number of its available beds, and there's a severe shortage of psychiatrists. That study should be done within the next few months. A woman from Burlington charged with child neglect, police told that she often leaves her 8-year-old son home alone at night. Molly Mullenbeck, appearing in Racine County Circuit Court on the misdemeanor charge, and entered a plea of not guilty. Court documents indicate a police officer approached by some concerned citizens, neighbors of Mullenbeck, said that she often asks them to babysit but then leaves the child even when they say they can't. When the officer went to the woman's apartment, she found the boy home alone, 6 cats, living in extremely poor conditions, including garbage, rotting food, and overflowing litter boxes. He reportedly stated that he can't sleep in his room due to the smell and had last been outside before summer began and that it had been a while since his last bath. Rescue personnel called to that home, transported the youngster to the hospital for an assessment. Mullenberg's going to be back in court in September for a pretrial conference. Both the Racine Fire Bells and Salem Fire Rescue personnel requested early this morning for a structure fire in Walworth County, the request coming from the fire chief in Genoa City. But we still don't have details about the fire itself. Unemployment lines in America, they're shorter than they've been in quite some time. Here's the latest on that.
The Labor Department says weekly applications for unemployment aid dropped to a seasonally adjusted 271,000. The 4-week average, a less volatile measure, ticked up slightly 1,000 to 272,500. Applications show the rate of job layoffs, which remain at historically low levels, suggesting businesses are holding on to their staffs. This will be closely watched in the coming weeks for any sign that companies are cutting jobs in the wake of the recent global economic turmoil. For now, the data suggests hiring has remained solid. Michael Toscano, Washington.
And a report this week by the Wisconsin Budget Project showing the state lost nearly 3,000 teachers from 2004-05, that school year, through 2012-13, which started well before the passage of Act 10. School enrollment over those 9 years was up. It led to more crowded classrooms and a higher student-teacher ratio. a pharmacy technician at the Walgreens on Washington Avenue on the west side of Racine, who had some legal issues involving her child this past spring, now stands accused of stealing OxyContin from the store. 27-year-old Angela Eisenbart facing two counts each of possessing narcotic drugs, misdemeanor theft, and bail jumping. Court documents had pharmacy officials noticing a shortage in the OxyContin inventory back in December, then began to monitor store surveillance video. Eisenbart allegedly seen cupping some of the drugs in her hand while filling out prescriptions. She'll be back in court next month for a preliminary hearing. Back in April, she pled no contest to charges of not sending her child to school. 26 additional counts were dismissed. She was fined and ordered to spend some time in jail. In Eau Claire, the city is close to approving a residential deer hunting program for one of the parks and one of the neighborhoods. The neighbors near Putnam Park pleading with city leaders do something about what they maintain is an epidemic of deer. State says Putnam Park has over 100 of the animals per square mile. It should be just 25. Racine County judges have named Clerk of Circuit Court Deputy Administrative Clerk Sam Christensen to fill out the remainder of the late Rose Lee's term in office, which is January of 2019. Lee died last month at the age of 64 after suffering a bleeding aneurysm. Christensen had been running the office ever since that time. Chief Judge Alan Torhor said that Christensen has demonstrated leadership and management skills and earned a reputation with courthouse staff, members of the bar, and the public for his professionalism and service. The Racine County Clerk of Court's job pays just over $78,000. And a Republican state senator from Milwaukee County, Leah Vukmir, says Wisconsin's Unfair Sales Act, which prevents stores from selling items for less than their cost, it needs to change. The Wauwatosa representative says accusations that Meijer is breaking the minimum markup law in its new stores, including Kenosha and Metro Milwaukee, proves the statute is outdated. The Wisconsin Grocers Association says it would cause retailers to go out of business and lead to severe disruption in the market. The Racine City Plan Commission has again voted to receive and file a conditional use permit request for CVS Pharmacy at the corner of Ohio Street and Washington Avenue. It's the same decision made a couple of weeks ago, but which the Common Council sent back, even though the alderman had previously denied the rezoning on the project. Alderman Jim Kaplan urging reconsideration, pointing out that CVS moving from West Racine could actually benefit two parts of the city in terms of development.
And the first step is to really bring this back and get a chance to approve it so that we can go ahead with raising four separate buildings that really have served their purpose, but I can't see anything in the future that would help the city of Racine and allow CVS to go in.
Commissioner Tony Varan said there's really nothing they can do on the permit request without the rezoning.
So really our only option is to receive and file. I mean, we could deny this, but then it's saying no to them for a year. So I'd like to make a motion that item 14-10787 be received and filed.
Council will be considering that issue again when it next meets. Alderman Henry Perez also has a communication going in about reconsidering the vote to deny the rezoning. Kenosha Historic Preservation Commission will take public comment and consider placement of an historic marker at the site of what used to be the American Brass Company office building site and 63rd Street when it meets tonight. American Brass was a huge industrial complex that started brass and copper production back in 1886 as the Chicago Brass Company. Site closed in 1997, was eventually torn down. It now includes a pick-and-save store and the Brass Community School. And a rock music festival at Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park last Saturday had a few critics, folks living nearby who claimed to have heard a little bit too much noise and objectionable song lyrics, so a post-event review will be taking place tonight by the Joint Parks Commission. It appears to be a safe agenda for a special meeting of the Racine Unified School Board next Monday evening. No issues like the handbook or wage enhancements to possibly derail votes on other issues that remain outstanding from two previously called gatherings. That agenda includes creation of a committee to start working on board representation boundaries for purposes of election. Meanwhile, Caledonia Representative Tom Weatherston and Senator Van Wongard are pushing a bill that would allow the president of the school board to appoint someone to fill the board vacancy if that vacancy has been more than 60 days. A response to Racine Unified situation and a tie vote on two candidates. The Moving Wall is a portable half-size version of the Vietnam Wall in Washington. Thousands of names of soldiers who lost their lives. It's being set up today at Pritchard Park on the southwest side of Racine, available for viewing through early next Monday morning. An opening ceremony to take place Friday at 5 p.m., the closing ceremony Sunday at 3 p.m. A one-day interstate bike ride that'll begin in Dubuque Saturday morning and end in Kenosha has drawn nearly 500 registrations, exceeding the sponsoring organization's original enrollment cap of 300. Wisconsin Bike Federation hoping the 175-mile-long ride is going to become an annual event. Dave Schlabowski with the Federation says such marathon rides not all that unusual in the world of cycling.
We modeled our ride after the Seattle to Portland ride, which is a ride they do out there. It's not quite as much climbing, but it's 200 miles. And they've been doing it for 30 years or so, so it's been got a long history. And they get 10,000 people on it.
That ride will begin Saturday just after dawn. The head of the pack expected to roll into Kenosha by mid-afternoon. Stragglers coming in as late as 9 o'clock that night. And former U.S. Olympian and UW star runner Susie Faver-Hamilton putting out a book next month called Fast Girl. It includes the mental health issues that led up to her double life as a prostitute. HarperCollins publishing the book. Faver-Hamilton to also discuss her contemplating suicide after the Smoking Gun website reported on her double life in 2012 and how she finally got the right medical help. Our AccuWeather forecast says for this afternoon, going to be mainly sunny, high 73. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.